A shakeup at ATA affects 10% of staff. Eurocontrol says aviation is on the way back. And NASA photographs man's impact on a distant comet. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 18th, 2011. First, the FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for Turbomeca Ariel 1E2, 1S, and 1S1 turboshaft engines after three reports of incorrectly assembled low-pressure fuel system injectors. One of them resulted in an uncommanded in-flight engine shutdown. The AD gives legal force to remedies found in the manufacturer's mandatory service bulletin issued February 4th. Get details in the text version of this story, dated February 17th, at aero-news.net. There's been a shakeup at the top of the Air Transport Association, and it's no overstatement. About 10% of staff are affected. ATA President and CEO Nicholas Calio, who took over the titles last month, says the changes reflect a shift leveraging the association's strong operations and technical expertise with a significant increase in outreach to key stakeholders to advance policy and legislative issues. Quote, "As an association, we have strong technical and operational expertise that we will better leverage in our advocacy efforts with Congress, the administration, and other key stakeholders. The airline industry drives the economy and creates jobs, and with these changes, we are building the foundation that will enable the ATA to be the leading advocate for the industry and ensure that the legislative and regulatory environment helps promote the growth of commercial aviation," unquote. ATA says the reorganization will shift its focus to building advocacy and lobbying capabilities and ensuring thought leadership on legislative and policy matters. You can read about the specific changes, including the names and faces, in the text version of this story, dated February 17th, at aero-news.net. According to statistics from the European Air Traffic Control Organization, Eurocontrol, aviation in Europe pulled out of the economic downturn and began to climb again in 2010. The total number of flights in Europe in 2010 was 9.49 million. That's an increase of 0.8% over 2009. Growth was driven mainly by low-cost carriers, which saw an increase of 6.9% compared to 2009, though this slowed markedly near the end of the year. Business aviation also bounced back with an increase of 5.5%. Turkey, Italy, Ukraine, and Germany were the states adding most traffic to the European network. The economic crisis and a series of general strikes reduced traffic in Greece overall, and the UK and Ireland both ended the year with fewer flights than the already reduced levels of 2009. Russia was a clear source of growth. For 1 month during the summer, Russia actually passed the U.S. as the main external partner for Europe. Here's a picture you don't see every day, a photo of a man-made crater on a distant comet. NASA has released the photo, taken by its Stardust spacecraft, of a scar on the surface of the comet Tempel 1, created by the 2005 Deep Impact mission. The images also showed the comet has a fragile and weak nucleus. The close pass also accumulated 468 kilobytes of data about dust in its coma, or the cloud that is a comet's atmosphere. The Stardust spacecraft is on its second mission of exploration, having completed its prime mission, collecting cometary particles and returning them to Earth back in 2006. Up next on ANN, Alphabet Groups praise the FAA bill's funding of NextGen. GA user fees are staying dead, at least for now. And Congress gets real about bilateral maintenance agreements. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 18th. I'm Paul Plack. General Aviation Manufacturers Association President Pete Bunce says the FAA reauthorization bill is vital to the health of general aviation manufacturers, and he's praised the chairs of the committees which have advanced the FAA Reauthorization and Reform Act of 2011 on its way to the Committee on Ways and Means. Bunce cheered the progress on funding NextGen, then added, quote, "In addition, the bill provides language to help make the existing FAA certification processes more streamlined and efficient without compromising safety, and establishes an FAA industry group to ensure consistent interpretation of regulations and effective communication about potential changes," unquote. The National Business Aviation Association has also released a statement praising Wednesday's movement of the legislation. NBAA President Ed Boland seemed especially happy there was no attempt to bring back user fees for GA. Quote, "NBAA and the rest of the general aviation community continue to support modernization through an increase in the fuel tax in lieu of new user fees. Fuel taxes are a proven, efficient, and reliable means for general aviation to help fund the transformation to a next-generation system," unquote. NATA, the National Air Transportation Association, is also smiling. President James Coyne commented, quote, "We applaud the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure for approving a comprehensive long-term reauthorization bill. This bill provides a solid foundation to continue modernizing our air traffic control system, while addressing issues important to our membership, including the lack of consistency with FAA regulatory interpretations and a study reviewing the makeup of the Part 135 industry," unquote. Aerospace Industries Association President Marion Blakey has expressed support for the FAA bill, quote, "We're very pleased with the committee's decision to address environmental streamlining, third-party performance-based navigation procedure design, and the establishment of next-gen performance metrics. These policies will make our air transportation system more efficient and also protect the investment of the American taxpayer," unquote. AIA also commended the acknowledgement of the benefits of bilateral aviation safety agreements and a risk-based inspection regimen in repair station oversight and their role in helping protect U.S. jobs. ARSA, the Aeronautical Repair Station Association, also likes the repair station oversight provisions in the FAA reauth bill. ARSA Executive Director Sarah McLeod says the bill, quote, "will allow repair stations to remain globally competitive and for those in America to lead in the international aviation maintenance market. The legislation protects the 274,000 Americans employed in the industry and ensures the continued viability of its $39 billion annual contribution to the U.S. economy," unquote. Still ahead, UPS likes Boeing's maintenance plan. We might soon be able to store hydrogen fuel as a solid. And the Sea Avenger benefits from tunnel time. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 18th. I'm Paul Plagg. United Parcel Service is happy enough with Boeing's airplane health management coverage in its 747 freighters to expand the program to its MD-11 fleet. AHM is an information-driven system that helps airlines better prepare and manage unscheduled maintenance events. The expanded agreement covers 38 MD-11s and 13 747-400s. Hydrogen has some really neat properties as a fuel, among which is that water is its only combustion byproduct. But compressing it for storage as a liquid brings some challenges in implementing a practical distribution network. Now, the InnovationWorks division of EADS says it's on the trail of a nanotechnology that would allow storing hydrogen as a solid. Chemists at the University of Glasgow are working with EADS to use nanotechnology to alter the design and material composition of a storage tank, with the aim of making it so efficient that it will be feasible to use solid-state hydrogen on an industrial scale for airplanes and cars. If the developments to the tank structure are successful, EADS hopes to fly an unmanned hydrogen-powered test plane in 2014 with a longer-term view of introducing commercial airplanes powered by hydrogen. And finally today, key wind tunnel testing on a model of the Sea Avenger unmanned aerial system has been completed by General Atomics Aeronautical Systems. Sea Avenger supports the UCLASS program, that's short for Unmanned Carrier-Launched Airborne Surveillance and Strike, by providing a long-endurance, survivable, carrier-based UAS for the U.S. Navy. The company says wind tunnel tests validated the low-speed characteristics of a new wing, resulting in higher endurance and lower approach speeds, while actually increasing dash speeds. If you've always wondered why new aircraft are so expensive to develop, go out and price the hourly cost on wind tunnel time. The wind tunnel testing for the Sea Avenger totaled 90 hours over 8 days. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with NAFI's Jason Blair about comments filed with the FAA by the association in response to the NPRM regarding a new requirement for pilot certificates to include photo IDs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.